Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm very pleased to announce that I've just had a novel published by Speaking Volumes Publisher called Milwaukee Jihad, J-I-H-A-D, by Matthew Flynn. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere books are sold. Getting a lot of buzz, Milwaukee Jihad by Matthew Flynn, which is me. And the premise is very simple. What would happen if jihadists were planning a 9/11 style attack on the State of the Union in the Capitol coming up on March 1? Could it be stopped? How would it be stopped? If you read my novel, Milwaukee Jihad, available everywhere, you get the answer. Spoiler alert, it does get stopped, and the people trying it all get killed. Okay, we are going back to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today? Mark from the SAC.
Yeah, well, it's a little concerning when you have, you know, some of the major candidates for, you know, our governorship using lines you would hear out of the Nazis, and that pure intimidation. I mean, that and catering to their base, that and the anti, you know, the fear of the immigrant thing that CJ is talking about, that I'm not quite sure what the crisis is on the border, if it's changed at all over the past, you know, few years, that but the borders are not uncontrolled. The only people that say that open borders are Republicans that are advertising this, that because it looks bad for Joe Biden if more, you know, that if you're not shouting with a bullhorn these borders are open, you know, maybe that would solve part of the problem. But these people are fleeing economic and social unrest in their own countries, and they're coming to the beacon of light, that which is the United States. I mean, that my ancestors, you know, coming from Europe, from Sweden and from Germany, came over because of economic problems that were faced in their countries early 1900s, and these people are not going to be voting right away. It takes at least 5 years to become a citizen. I mean, that they're not just, you know, the only people that are worried about people voting, you know, the only people that are putting registration blocks are, you know, in place and you know, making American citizens jump through triple hoops to try to get registered to vote, and then blocking them at the polls are, you know, currently it's the Republicans, and, you know, then I don't want to hear, oh, it's the Democrats, you know, the racists back then. Well, the times are different. And I don't know if it's got to do with racism or it's just power, that they want to achieve power in any means necessary. And that I will differ, you know, that capitalism could get along just fine with fascists, because capitalism is doing very well for the people over, you know, some of the people over in China, people at the top, you know, the people at the top always seem to thrive, and that it doesn't matter what kind of government they have, that you know, they'll have their luxuries. It's the rest of us that are supposed to be benefiting from this. And somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the tax cut, the 2017 tax cut, expired for most of us, but it's continuing on for the people at the top.
Yeah, Mark, let me just jump in for a second, because you and I would have a disagreement on that. Capitalism absolutely depends on democracy. What they have in China is not capitalism. What they have in Russia is not capitalism. It's theft. And Xi, you know, he'll take a guy like Jack Ma, one of their great capitalists, and arrests him, just yanks him out and arrests him. He's shutting down companies. He is capitalism. Some people in the Democratic Party and maybe even the Republican Party confuse capitalism simply with a few people at the top making money. That's not capitalism. Capitalism is opening up for everybody to make money if they work hard and they're efficient and they come out with a product that people want to buy. And when you have inefficient economies like Russia and China, it's not capitalism. It's simply theft. It's simply theft. And the average guy is squashed. In the United States, we have freedom. You can start your own company. You can do things. You can compete. You don't have to worry about the state moving in on you. And that's important. That's very, very important. So capitalism depends on democracy. If you do not have democracy, you cannot have capitalism. What you have is theft. And people cannot confuse a few people at the top getting rich with capitalism. That is what capitalism is all about. One of the mistakes the Democratic Party makes is continuing to attack wealth and wealth creation, like, oh, he's rich. Good for him. As long as he did it legally, you know, he didn't commit securities fraud. He didn't do something illegal. I'd like to see a lot more people get rich. You can get rich in this country. And a lot of people who maybe didn't have not accumulated wealth and have resentments look on the accumulation of wealth as something bad. The accumulation of wealth is good. There was a guy in the 19th century in Britain who said, and this is great, he said, contrary to what the clergy tell us, money and success are good for the soul. And I'll say that again. Honest money and success are good for the soul. What you have in China and Russia is not honest money and success, it's theft. We should continue to support capitalism. The truth of the matter is we have a terrific safety net. We have Social Security, Medicare. We have food stamps. We have heating and housing assistance. We have a real safety net. But if we ever got rid of capitalism and got rid of our economy, you know, there's a certain mentality that would go, well, I make $40,000 or $50,000 a year, and I resent anybody who makes $1 billion. And the question to them is, suppose you could drag them down to 40 or 50 grand a year, but you wouldn't go up at all. Would you want that? He'd say, yeah. He'd say, yeah. Well, that's not the way it should be. The way it should be is if somebody accumulates wealth legally, they should be applauded. I applaud them. Not illegally. I want hedge funds to start paying income tax, not this fake thing called carried interest. I want the tech companies reined in because they are violating the Sherman Act, Section 2, monopolies, which has criminal overtones. I don't want that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about Amazon, which controls 80% of electronic book sales and 70% of paper book sales, and are censoring what books they carry. I don't want that. That's got to be shut down. Those companies have to be broken up. We have antitrust laws for that. Teddy Roosevelt did it. We did it 20, 30, 40 years ago. We can do it again. But honest capitalism, along with democracy, because they each depend on each other. You can't have democracy without capitalism. Honest capitalism and democracy are proven the only human form of government and economic system. So anyway, that I think has to be said. One other thing I want to say, we're talking about Trump. It turns out the Justice Department is saying that his promise to pardon people who almost beat cops to death and gave them serious brain injuries, that is interfering in plea negotiations. They've charged more than 700 people. And normally 700 trials is a lot for a Justice Department to do. Normally they take a plea, fewer years, that kind of thing. Now they all think they're going to get pardoned. And it interfered in that. They may insist on a jury trial. Fine. But if they do, and when they're convicted, they should get the max. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Really great show. Great call-ins. Stand by for some great programming coming up. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Devil's Advocate, Earl Ingram. Great evening. Great weekend. Matt Flynn Direct will be back. Same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today. I'm gonna keep searching for my baby.